Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Paul Moran.
Fast am I, good evening, it's 5:30 and this is Update for Thursday, 30th of March from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, plus the newsmakers in person tonight. Electricity prices hike one of two begins. Manx Telecom put up prices set to rise from the start of May. The island is underachieving in the tourism sector. Can a 180-year-old church be saved from ruin? Cannabis and driving do not mix. Motorists are warned not to drug drive. And the Isle of Man Sports Awards are taking place tonight. The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. It's Update for Thursday.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
Now with the time at 5:31, let's get the latest headlines with Chanel Suku. Fast am I, Chanel.
Fast am I. Two people are reportedly missing in the area of Snaefell Mountain. It's believed the couple left the tram from Laxey around lunchtime to the summit and thereafter walked in the direction of Laxey. Police, who've released a description of the pair on social media, are urging if anyone has seen them to contact them. The Manx Labour Party is calling for government to do more to combat hate towards the island's LGBT community. It's after threats were made towards teachers following a recent sex education row. And Manx Telecom is putting its prices up by 12.5% from the start of May. It's due to mounting global and national inflationary cost pressures. In international news, Rishi Sunak says fantastic progress has been made in talks for the UK to join a free trade bloc. But the UK Prime Minister insists we aren't there yet. And Prince Harry's back in court in London to watch his lawyers argue a privacy case against the publisher of the Daily Mail and arguing that it should go on. Associated Newspapers Limited thinks the claims against it should be thrown out before trial. Those were your headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Still plenty of mist and fog around. Be careful if you're on the coastal roads tonight. Largely dry into this evening, though, with some clear skies, mainly moderate south or southwest winds. Sunsets, unlikely you'll see it, but if you do see it at 7:50 today, it's up again tomorrow, 6 minutes away from 7. Cloudy tomorrow with some light rain possible at times, with a top temperature reaching 13 degrees. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain on Saturday, moderate northerly winds, then a top temperature of 12 degrees. Then largely dry with sunny intervals on Sunday. High water is tonight at 7:31. Low water tomorrow early morning at 1:28. High water then later in the morning at 7 minutes past 8 up to 5.2 metres. And then low water tomorrow afternoon is at 3:16 p.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
The first part of a two-part hike to electricity prices is due to come into effect towards the end of this week. We've since seen the Isle of Man Chamber of Commerce publish survey results which show businesses are facing the toughest conditions for many years. Christian Jones spoke to the manager of interest-free loans, Saki Dali.
We had in 1 month the equivalent of 3 months applications that we'd anticipated. These are largely people in work. They earn, say, between 25 and 30K, about a quarter of them perhaps on benefits. And they're, you know, looking for support with anything from food, utilities, clothing, things to, you know, set up homes for the first time, like toaster, kettle, ironing board, etc. The phrase that gets bandied about now of heating or eating, and this is a reality, and we've seen the same with our grants customers in the UK. We've had one customer come back three times asking £50 food voucher, which, because the food bank can't help her, and I mean, it's just like truly shocking, you know, in what are we doing? Global sixth or fifth economy. So it is a loan, but we don't give out cash. We pay for goods and services. And in effect, it's the retailer that's rewarding us for incremental sales to them. And we use a peer-to-peer model.
Now, for those who run a business, they'll also be seeing running costs surge. The Chamber of Commerce revealed results from a survey showing a third of businesses don't think they'll be able to absorb the cost increases. John Kinley is the owner of Ocean Views, who's calling on government to do more.
80% of our utility bills are electricity. It's everyone in our business. The pre-code and cost us just a few hundred pound a week. It's going to be going up almost £1,000 a week to run our business. There's only one thing you can do is try and slightly increase your prices a little bit. Trim back your overheads, which is your staff. You've just got to look at everything with a microscope. Top of the list is the VAT. People sitting in the VAT office are making a hell of a lot more money out of our business than what we are. I don't think that's right. Do you? The time that's coming up, this particular time in the next couple of months, I think it's more different than what was over COVID. The cost of food's doubled in some cases. Utility bills have more or less doubled. We need help. They should know that. They do know that. There's people in power who can help us one way or the other.
The Isle of Man tourism sector has been underachieving for some time, according to the new CEO of Visit Isle of Man. Speaking to Manx Radio, Deborah Heather was asked why this might be the case and what she and her team can do to address it.
What I find is when I meet people outside of the island from whichever feeder market we might be looking at, I find that if they're engaged and they know about the island, they're super fans. What the other extreme is, and the vast majority of people know nothing about it.
We've seen the disruption due to weather and engineering works taking place at the airport. And of course the boats can be subject to disruption depending on conditions. So how do you actually go about marketing the Isle of Man as a proper competitor when the travel links aren't always necessarily consistent?
I think the first thing to remember that is that's not unique to the Isle of Man. So I think we can't just be defeatist about some of those issues, and we're obviously subject to weather. Actually, it's part of the engagement. We've got to think it's part of the way of thinking this is an adventure, because it's more than just driving up to Scotland or driving to the Lake District. Getting on a ferry, getting on a plane is actually part of the experience, and we've got to make that a positive part.
What are the targets at the moment, visitor-wise?
The current year is 300,000, with a slight increase in spend, which I think is achievable. We're already tracking really, really well for the beginning of the year. So I think they're potentially conservative, but I have a limited time to make a difference with the team. But actually, this planning phase now for the autumn and the spring shoulder seasons will really help us this year and then going into next.
Particularly going towards the summer months, how does the Isle of Man compete in any way, I guess, to its nearest rivals? How tough is it?
It is a tough ask because people are not very knowledgeable about the island, so we do need to pull out those things that attract people. But in the next breath, what we don't want on this island is over-tourism. We don't want the situation we see in Devon and Cornwall where you can't park, you can't get around, you sit hours on a motorway or a road. What we need to do is flatten the demand and pull it out seasonally. So we've got a longer season to help protect those businesses that are on the island, but also to improve the experience of the customer.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
Manx Telecom is putting its prices up by 12.5% from the start of May. Rhiann Evans has this report.
In a statement on the telecoms provider's website, it says ongoing mounting global and national inflationary cost pressures are behind the need to put prices up. It's confirmed a 10% rise is being brought in response to the island's inflation rate, with a further 2.5% uplift to offset the upcoming electricity price rises on the island. The increases will appear to copper broadband, fixed line services and legacy mobile tariffs that are no longer available for new supply. Manx Telecom CEO Gary Lamb has apologised for the increases, saying, unfortunately, it is necessary to pass on some of the rising costs we are experiencing as a business so that we can maintain our services and continue to invest in the island's telecommunications infrastructure. As a responsible and community-focused company, we have protected our most vulnerable customers, and there will be no increase to the low user choice social inclusion tariff. There will also be no increase to fibre broadband rental services as we continue to work with the Isle of Man government on the national broadband plan to make superfast fibre broadband services accessible in 9 hard to reach areas. Manx Telecom customers will be notified of the changes with their April bills. As a result of the changes, if customers no longer wish to continue their contract, they can stop it without penalty up till the 31st of July. Charges will be backdated to the 1st of May, the date on which the new rates apply.
It's 20 to 6. Threats made towards teachers and members of the island's LGBT community following a recent sex education row verge into the realm of terrorism. That's from a spokesperson for the Manx Labour Party after it called for government to do more to combat hate towards the island's LGBT community. Teachers at QE2 High School in Peel have been sent death threats after inaccurate reports of what occurred in the lessons circulated online and in international media. Manx Radio has been speaking with Devon Watson from the Manx Labour Party and Alan Shea, former gay rights campaigner.
The situation has gotten far out of hand. The fact that concerns over sex education have led to death threats toward teachers and threats to blow up a school, that's verging into the realm of terrorism at this point. And this is something that, as a community, we need to say is completely unacceptable. And this is something we need to stop. Now, the Department of Education has done a good job of finally dispelling some of this misinformation by an independent report and investigation. That's great. But what millions of people internationally have seen on Fox News and GB News isn't a balanced report that balances the concerns of parents and online speculation. All they see is the most amped up, exaggerated claims put out online. We can understand completely how parents are concerned in this situation, but some of our worst fears and worst impulses have been fed here, and that has come at the expense of some of the most vulnerable and marginalised members of our community.
I've had a few threats, and I'm a bit wary going out, being absolutely honest with you. I've had a stroke, so basically, you know, you don't know who's walking behind you, because I am checking behind me, because the first target is to be the one that is well-known. Then you've got young LGBTQ people are terrified, because all this has stirred up hatred. There's young transgenders out there that are in the Manx school system who are terrified on what's going on here. And it's terrible.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Mananan left Heysham this afternoon around about 10 past 2, is in Douglas Harbour and is scheduled to go out tomorrow morning at 7.15. Back to Liverpool, should be there at 10 o'clock. The shiny Ben McCrae with its brand new liquor paint is also leaving Douglas Harbour tomorrow at 8.45. Expected to arrive in Heysham at 12.30. Mananan back from Liverpool at 11.15, back into Douglas at 2 o'clock. And the Ben McCrae leaving Heysham at 2:15 and she'll be back into Douglas Harbour at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, before then turning around off to Heysham again at 7:45 and should be there at 11:30. For more information, head to manxradio.com, click onto news and then click onto travel.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Those living with ME and long COVID have a chance to meet those running a new service for patients with one of the two conditions. Manx Care is holding a launch event for its recently opened ME and long COVID service on Monday afternoon. Sean Cowper reports.
For years, there have been calls for a service tailored to those with ME, also known as chronic fatigue syndrome. The condition, which affects around 350 adults on the Isle of Man, has been compared to long COVID, with more than 1,000 Manx patients thought to be suffering from the continuing effects of coronavirus. In response, Manx Care recently put in place a clinical team to work with those suffering from either condition, with GPs able to refer patients over the age of 18 to the service. Clinics are being held at Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital, Thai Roshan in Port Erin, Nobles Hospital and the Western Wellbeing Centre in Peel. Next week's event at Kiel Darry at Nobles is a chance to meet the team and find out more about the support on offer. Manx Care's Director of Operations, Oliver Radford, said in a statement, "We've been open to ideas from those with lived experience, which has really pushed the service forward, and combining the ME CFS service with that for long COVID is a distinguishing factor compared with UK counterparts." The event gets underway at 1 p.m. on Monday the 3rd of April with formal presentations by members of the team and ME Support Isle of Man, scheduled for between 2.30 and 3.30, followed by a question and answer session.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
In corporate news, SSE rallied after it lifted full-year's earnings per share guidance again as it hailed a strong performance from its flexible generation plant. The energy company now expects adjusted EPS of more than 160 pence per share for the full year 2022-23, up from previous guidance of more than 150 pence. SSE had already lifted its guidance in January from at least 120 pence a share to at least 150 pence.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets close higher, continuing positive momentum from the previous three sessions as concerns over the banking sector ease. US stocks moved higher after strong showing on Wednesday. Oil prices rose on a surplus drop in US crude stockpiles and gold priced higher. The markets at the close, FTSE 100 was up 0.74% at 7620. The DAX also up 1.26% at 15,522. At 5 o'clock, Dow Jones was up 0.16% at 32,769. The S&P 500 also up 0.48% at 4,047. The NASDAQ up 0.75% at 11,015. The exchange rates, a pound will buy you $1.236 and it will buy you 1.134 euros. And commodities, gold per troy ounce finished up 0.54% at $1,974, and brewed Brent oil per barrel was also up 1.24% at $78.39.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690-300.
A local charity wants to save a 189-year-old church in Lonnon and prevent it from becoming a ruin. All Saints Church was closed by the Church of England in 2014 due to safety concerns. Since then, the Saints Centre have been trying to obtain and convert the property into a community centre, but progress has stalled. Supporter Stuart Clegg told Manx Radio a public meeting will be held on Sunday.
In the 8 years, myself and my other colleagues have been trying to do something. The church authorities seem to have been struggling to get it sorted. We've now got a new archdeacon who seems to be well versed in getting things moving. So all of a sudden, the church is ready to go. They're ready to sell it. But the trouble is, if we'd had this 6 years ago, it would have been done and up and running now. But I'm in my mid-70s. We're at a stage in life, do we carry on or just pack out because of our health and age? But there are lots of people ringing me up saying, don't let it go. We'll support you. So Sunday at 2 p.m, the church is open for everybody to come and have a look round. And hopefully some people will say, yes, let's get stuck in and let's get it done. The centre pew has been removed and then just use the existing ordinary chairs that's in the church. Underfloor heating putting in, heat pump system to supply some decent heating in the place. And then it's for everybody to use. Non-church people, parties, groups, charities, anybody at all. And just make sure the place is here. And it's still here in 100 years' time. It's not lying as a wreck. We have no facilities, really. One of the other local chapels is proposed to be shut. The local pub, Liverpool Arms, is shut. The shop's shut. Everything's shut. So we need to save something.
Manx Radio Sport.
Here with your update sport this evening is Rob Pritchard. Fast am I, Rob?
Fast am I. Good evening. Starting with athletics, and the Isle of Man's track and field season got underway with a busy schedule of meetings in Douglas last night. The Manx Harriers Junior Track and Field League on Wednesday evening was followed by a specially arranged event for senior athletes competing at under-17s and upwards ahead of the Ireland Games in July. In the track events, Tom Riley and Megan Pilley took the top spots in the male and female 100-metre competitions respectively, with the only 200-metre race being won by Ben Sinclair. Meanwhile, in the 400-metre races, it was Alex Bell who crossed the line first in the men's contest, whilst the women's class was won by Lucy Ormsby. Elsewhere, there was a high-calibre entry for the mixed 5,000-metre contest. Corin Leeming would go on to take first place in the contest with a time of 15 minutes 55.7 seconds, whilst the highest-placed female was Rachel Franklin, who clocked a time of 16 minutes 8.2 seconds to finish fourth overall. In motorsport, it's been confirmed today rising star Pierre-Yves Bihan will once again return to the TT races this year. The Frenchman will contest the two Supersport races and will ride for nine-time winner Peter Hickman's PHR Performance team. In the class last year, Bihan managed the highest finish of 24th in the Supersport Race 1 on his Martimoto's machine, managing a time of 117.311 miles an hour. In other motorsport news further afield, there's more good news for any TT riders planning on racing in Northern Ireland later this year. It's been confirmed the Armoy Road Races will take place in 2023 from the 28th to the 29th of July. It's the latest Northern Ireland meeting to get the green light after the MCUIUC managed to secure insurance cover for its events this year, which also includes the Northwest 200. And finally, in cycling, Manxman Matthew Bostock returns to action tomorrow for the Bolton Equities Black Spoke team. He's set to compete in the La Route Adelie de Vitre in France on Friday and will be hoping to improve on his last outing in Belgium on the 15th of March, where he was unable to finish the race.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Note on the DOI's Facebook page that pavement clearing continues on the Douglas to St John's Road, and the team have progressed through Crosby and are currently just east of Grieber Castle and are working westwards. So temporary lights are in operation there. On the airport board, the Liverpool flight due in at 6 is now going to be delayed until 6:20. All other flights, departures to Liverpool, Manchester, Gatwick, arrivals from Liverpool, London City, Manchester, also Gatwick, all showing on time at the moment. Roadworks in the usual places, Johnny Watson's Lane, Millennium Bridge, overnight closures for update on maintenance on there. Temporary lights on Pullrose Road, also the Pullrose Road and Alder Road. In the south, Queen Street and Farrance Way, also the Ronagh Road closed for resurfacing. In the west, temporary lights at the Ballacrane, also temporary lights for tree felling at Glen Helen. In the north, temporary lights on the main road near Minorca Hill, and also the bottom end of the Baldoon Road. And in Ramsey, temporary light on the marketplace 24 hours a day for work on the new pedestrian crossing. For more information on the works mentioned, go to manxradio.com, click onto news, then click onto travel.
H&H Motorcycles.im for all your motorcycle requirements. Southgate Industrial Estate, opposite Quayside Tyres. Call 665646.
Motorists have been warned that cannabis and driving do not mix. That was the message from the High Bailiff this week, who sentenced the Peel man who was found behind the wheel after smoking the drug, Tessa Hawley reports.
Police spotted Jacob John Lees of St German's Place on Arrasey Road in Glenmay at 1:25 in the morning on the 27th of November. The 20-year-old was in the driver's seat with the keys in the ignition. When officers spoke to him, they noted his eyes were glazed and drooping. He was drowsy with slow speed. A drug wipe test was carried out and Lees was arrested. A search of his car recovered 2.8 grams of the drug with a street value of £46 and a grinder. Lees told police he'd been with friends in a nearby plantation and had taken cannabis 4 hours earlier before returning to his vehicle to watch YouTube videos and wait until later in the morning. At Douglas Courthouse, Lees admitted being in possession of cannabis and being in charge of a vehicle whilst over the legal drug drive limit. His advocate told the court it was an extremely low reading, adding Mr. Lees has done everything he can to rid himself of this habit. This has been a very sobering experience for him. Endorsing his driving licence with 10 penalty points, High Bailiff Jane Hughes told Lees cannabis and driving does not mix at all. A lot of people have appeared in court and found that out the hard way. Lees was also ordered to pay a fine of of £950 and prosecution costs of £125, with the High Bailiff adding, you need to drive carefully over the next 3 years or so.
And finally, tonight's ESD 2022 Isle of Man Sports Awards taking place in Douglas, celebrating the work and success of all those across the Manx sporting community. Guest of honour this evening is Great Britain Olympic gymnast Lewis Smith, MBE. Speaking to Manx Radio during a visit to a gym in Douglas today, Smith describes how it feels to be involved in this year's ceremony.
Very privileged. It's nice to know that my accolades are still resonating today, and it's a pleasure to come here the first time and to be that guest of honour and to enjoy the event and to celebrate sport, which is, you know, why we're all here.
How vital are facilities like this and making sure that young gymnasts, and not just gymnasts but those in sport in general, can have the facilities to potentially fulfil their dreams?
It's very important, and it's also very important to cover things across the whole spectrum. Sport can be a pathway to things like Olympic Games. It can change your life, but also it's a safe haven, it's a sanctuary, it's a place for kids to come, be somewhere safe, to be doing something productive, giving people structure in their life. So it can be more than just, you know, I want to be an Olympic champion. It can get people in the right frame of mind to go off and do other things in their life.
The Isle of Man has a very rich variety of different sports that people can get involved in. Just from a general standpoint, the fact that there are so many options available in such a small area, from someone coming in from the outside, I guess, that must be an incredibly good thing to see.
I mean, just on the journey here from the airport, I drove past a cracking looking golf club with fantastic views, drove past a massive sporting complex, AstroTurf and things on view as well, so it's good to see those things.
Now, of course, over your career you achieved Olympic and international success, and by the time, I'm sure you reached that point, there were huge infrastructures in place to help you succeed. When you go down to the grassroots level, it's largely volunteers, people giving up their own time to maintain facilities like this that we're standing in, or any other sport for that matter. What do you think that says for the commitment and passion of those involved in sports at all levels?
It's the building blocks, it's the foundation. Like I said, when you've got the grassroots coming through, it's those volunteers that have some of the biggest impacts. And I think if you look back on a lot of famous athletes or successful athletes, you'll see that volunteers play such a massive role in all of their lives. Everyone has been in contact with people that are volunteering and helping out and just trying to do the most that they can for their community.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Chanel Suku, producer Rhiann Evans. Whatever you're doing tonight, keep well, stay safe.
In our quest to remove all single-use plastic from our milk packaging, Isle of Man Creamery cartons, including the new 1.75-litre carton, are now 100% recyclable, made from sustainable and renewable sources. We're the first in the British Isles to offer these new large cartons, and you can pick them up now in local retailers or add them to your Isle of Man Creamery doorstep delivery. Plant-based cartons from Isle of Man Creamery. Better for the environment, better for you.
Take control of buying tyres and arranging vehicle servicing when you visit tyres.im, where you can check out the wide price range, order your tyres online and book into Quayside Tyres for a fixed price or full warranty service. It's easy to book your slot at a time to suit from the comfort of your laptop or phone. And you can even spread the cost over 4 months interest-free. Find a wide range of services and book online now at tyres.im.
South Key Douglas, don't delay, have safer tyres today. Quayside!
Divorce can be intimidating when you share so much with your spouse. Property, pension, children, perhaps you share a business or have assets in more than one country. You need a lawyer with experience in settling all these issues effectively. Simcox Advocates will represent your interests with strength, skill and compassion, in and out of court. You want Simcox on your side. Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com.
These days, we know you can run your business from anywhere, and virtual meetings are fine, but there are times when you need to talk to someone face-to-face, especially when it comes to accountancy services. We also know that the Manx Mile is actually 3 normal miles, and if you live in the north, a trip down south can take all day. So now, Shim & Wilson has opened a satellite office in Ramsey for the convenience of clients in the north of the island. To arrange an appointment in Douglas or Ramsey, contact us online or call Shim & Wilson on 627744.
Manx Utilities has nearly completed its work to replace electricity key meters with smart meters. Key meter top-ups won't be available from the 1st of April, so prepayment customers who don't have a smart meter yet should now have received an appointment. If you haven't heard from us, or if you want to change your appointment time, please call 687 688. That's 687 688. Smarter Living. Brought to you by Manx Utilities.
Well, today, I'm going to talk about the finest bathrooms in town. Hello, cheeky monkey.
I hope you're going to recommend Paysetter.
Of course.
Wow. It's where all the cool cats go.
Yes, smart cats like you choose Paysetter for a wide range of stylish designs and superb expert advice.
Squawk! Paysetter! Paysetter!
That's right, Polly. The magic starts when you visit Paysetter Tile and Bathroom Studio, Harris Terrace, Douglas. Or search online for Paysetter Douglas.
Harry Ramsden's world-famous fish and chips can now be enjoyed at home. Pie and mushy peas or sausages and curry sauce. Exclusive frozen brands at ShopRite Douglas.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.